Here we go. The last week of the regular season is officially a go. And here we go with a big old podcast on a Thursday. Mr. Woody has officially clinched. He joins myself and Uncle Buck as the top three as it goes. Me, Uncle Buck, Mr. Woody. Who will be the last seed is the question. Speaking of one seeds, with the win this week, I got it. So I will be the first seed. And the last week of the regular season means one thing. Will it be a race for the playoffs or will it be a race for the losing trophy? And league history is at play this week. It's a big week and we are at the almost finish line. The last week of the regular season and it's officially a go. We begin now with the week 14 breakdown, and sorry for the Thursday podcast, just getting busy around this holiday time, trying to get grades in before the break and all that good stuff, but here we go for the week 14 breakdown, and we begin at the game between Mr. Luke and Miser Dad. Miser Dad was a loss away from being your loser, and he got the win thanks to guys like Justin Herbert and Garrett Wilson, who really boosted it up there, got big points for him, and he got the win this week over Mr. Luke, who is now trying to play to not be the loser. It's funny because just a week ago he was playing for a playoff spot, and now he's playing not to be the loser of the league. That's how packed, that's how powerful, and that's how close it's been this year. With a blink of an eye, you're in a whole different spot than you were before. Miss Lori and Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert, he was in kind of a must-win situation territory as well, and he got it done. He didn't even have to use his running back on Monday night, and he still won by 3 points over Miss Lori. Big one there. Mr. Gilbert not trying to be the loser. He's just got to win this week, because if he loses, and if teams lose, it's going to be really interesting, because if they have the same record, it'll go down to, I believe, winning streaks, losing streaks, or points allowed. So there's a lot at play, but we'll explain that later in the podcast. But here you go, Mr. Ryan and Mr. Woody. And Mr. Ryan, this is the finish line for him. He's really got to win. He has to win this week. It seems like, and I think it is, he's really got to win this week. Mr. Woody clinches his ticket, but Jamar Chase coming back, that was big for him. But other than that, the running back spot has been weak. Form 1 week, he's got one good running back and never two. That's why he's losing. Excuse me, sorry for the cough there. But yeah, that's why he is losing. And then myself and Uncle Buck got it done. You know, the victories haven't been big victories, but they've been get the job done type victories. So a big win for myself. I clinched the first seed there. Sorry for the pause there, but we're back here talking about the standings in the playoff brackets here. I am the first seed at 11-3. Uncle Buck, the second seed right now at 9-5. Mr. Woody, he's the third seed at 9-5. Now that fourth seed, it goes down to Miss Lori. She's at 6-8. And Mr. Ryan, he's at 7-7. Mr. Ryan wins this week. He's in. He loses and Miss Lori wins. I believe that it may push Miss Lori into the playoffs. If not, it'll go down to playoff margin, points allowed, and point streak, things like that. But I believe that's how they've always done it. So big week for Miss Ryan and Miss Lori. And for the losing department, you've got 5-9, Mr. Luke, 5-9, Mr. Gilbert, and 4-10, Miser Dad. If Miser Dad gets the win and Mr. Luke and Mr. Gilbert both lose, it'll be very interesting to see a three-way tie, and it'll just depend on who the league puts in the eighth seeded spot before the playoffs begin. Once we see who they put in the eighth seeded spot, that'll be your loser. If Dad wins and Mr. Luke and Mr. Gilbert both win, of course, Dad will be our loser. So the big thing is Dad's going to win. If Dad loses, all this controversy here goes down the drain. He'll be the loser. If Mr. Ryan wins, all the controversy goes down the drain, and he will get that fourth spot. So it can be very difficult, but at the same time, it can be very easy and straightforward. And how about me going for the 12-3 on the week? But to more about wins and losses there, we will go now to our playoff, our last week, and we begin in the matchup between Uncle Buck and Mr. Luke. Big one for Mr. Luke. Would really like to win and just get away with the season with getting 6th place or 7th place, whatever it may be. What's going to happen here? We don't know what to see here. Uncle Buck's playing with some backup guys, I see here. I think Mr. Luke has got some guys, and I think Mr. Luke's going to win here. I look at it, and his team is pretty good. His team's pretty good. I think he's going to get the win. He's going to muster out a win, and Mr. Luke gets the win. Mr. Dad and Mr. Gilbert, possibly the loser, you know, championship here. Loser is your loser. You know, different things like that. Who's going to win? That's going to be the big thing here. And it's going to be very close. It's a very close matchup, but I think it's going to come down to who's been hot lately. Both teams have really been hot, but who's been the hottest? It's been Mr. Gilbert. He started out very, very slow, and he's gotten hot recently. Mr. Gilbert is going to win here and give Miser Dad the losing trophy. Miss Lori in a must-win, but she's playing a really tough competitor, and that's Mr. Woody. Who's going to win here? Be very interesting to see. If I had to make a prediction, I'm going to say it's Mr. Woody. I would like to see some drama here, but who knows? But I think Mr. Woody, his team's going to be powerful. He's getting ready for the playoffs, and he's going to win. Mr. Ryan in a must-win position, and he's playing the Kamish. You know, if he wins this week, he'll be playing me again the next week. But really, it'll be very interesting to see here. If I'm going to win, it's going to be production out of somebody, right? Big points out of somebody. If I can get big 20 plus points out of somebody on the team, I think that'll be enough to push me over the mark there on Sunday. And for Mr. Ryan, it's going to be Travis Etienne. What can he do? I'm actually going this weekend up to Jacksonville to see some family. And while we're up there, we're going to be catching the Jags game with the family. So I will be there for the Jags-Dallas Cowboys game. I'll be there in attendance. I'm looking over here. There's a lot of people playing in that game, big fantasy game. So they're calling the commission to watch it. And we'll see it here. Travis Etienne, though, needs to perform if Mr. Ryan's going to get the win. So we look now here at the final standings projections. After the draft, we got the predictions that said I was going to be first, Mr. Woody in second, Mr. Ryan in third, and so on. You see it. Now, we'll tell you what has changed. Well, it had Miss Lori finishing last, and she's fighting for a playoff spot there. You had Miser Dad finishing fifth. Well, he's fighting to be the loser. And then you have Uncle Buck, who's projected to be fourth. He's probably going to get third. And Mr. Ryan, who was projected to get third, he could easily be fifth. So very big there. Crucial teams moving up and down. But the Kamish will try to get the record. He's got 11-3. If he goes 11-4, I think that'll be one less of the scoring record when we bring it down to percentages. But we will see what happens. Big week, last week of the regular season. I will see y'all before Christmas, so this isn't necessarily the Christmas podcast, but it's going to be a big week. Tune in to all the games via Red Zone. I will be at the game watching, see if you can see the Kamish on TV. Big game in Jacksonville, big games all around, big games in the league especially. Enjoy it, because by the end of this week, we will have four teams committed and into the playoffs.